Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kristen. May I please have your zip code so I can better assist you?
It's 64030.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Let's see here. All right, and your name, please?
It's Robert Goetz, G-O-E-T-Z.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I believe I've located you, sir. If you would, for security purposes, could you please verify your shipping address, please?
It's 6113 East 127th Street, Granby, Missouri.
Okay, thank you. All right, yes, I'm sure you have the Ultra Testo, and how may I help you today?
Yeah, I got the free bottle or whatever of Ultra Testo and for the $4.95, and I was just looking at my debit card, and it shows that you guys took $99.95 off my card today, and I did not authorize that.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so looking at the account, sir, I am seeing, let's see, when you had ordered, I'm showing you paid the $4.97 for shipping and handling to be able to receive the 30-day supply of the product, which was free for you to try for a 14-day trial period. But being that the 14 days had ended and the account was not canceled, I do see that you were then charge for the cost of the product. Let's see. Now, if
I did not authorize that. From what I read, it was $4.95 for the and then for the free bottle, and then it didn't say anything about charging me anything else.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. Yes, sir. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you read the terms, but I do know that information is included in the terms prior to ordering. If you don't mind me asking, had you used the products, or is the product working for you?
No, I've tried it, but it ain't doing anything for me.
Okay. All right. Well, reason why I'm asking is because I do know with using the products, it is all natural. So generally it is something you would have to be consistent with to see a increase in energy and stamina. But I do know I can offer to place the account on a 60-day hold and send you a free product, or you could have an additional 60 days to try the product if you're interested.
I'm not interested. I wasn't aware that it was going to charge me another $100, and if I was aware of that, I would have never done it. And I didn't authorize that. And the thing is I can't afford that. And if I have to send you the product back, I'll send you the product back. I mean, it's just I've tried many products, and then this one just isn't doing anything for me at all.
Okay. Yes, sir. Okay. Now, I do know we can accept a product return because it is a supplement out of a trial period, and the whole intent is to try. I mean, if you did want to do the 60-day hold with the free product, I can offer to include a 35% discount for any future order.
No, I'm not interested in any of that. I mean, I can't afford to have $100 taken out of my account. And I, like I said, I wasn't aware of that. And if I was aware of that, I would have never ordered it. I would have never authorized that. And, you know, I read all the fine print and everything, and I didn't see any of that it was going to charge me $100 or none of that.
Yes,
the product is not, I mean, it's not worth $100. It doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah. Okay. Now, let's see here. I mean, the best I would be able to do, sir, would be to offer a 50% discount, but that would be for future orders, sir.
Well, I mean, I can call my bank and you know, have the transaction canceled and cancel my card and whatever if you guys can't give me my money back. But, you know, this is it was a $4.95 offer for the free bottle, and then I read all the fine print. It didn't say anything about charging me anything extra, especially $100. I would have never done it if it was going to charge me $100, mm-hmm. because, you know, I've tried many different products, and I wouldn't pay $100 for any of them.
Yes,
and this one does absolutely nothing.
Okay. All right. Now, what I'm doing, I am getting the account canceled for you, but what I'm going to do, if you'll give me just a second, I do want to speak to my supervisor to see if there's anything more that we can do, because I do know even if you were to dispute the charge with your card company, in that process, they do contact us, and once they review the terms and see those were agreed to when you place your order, I do know that it's very unlikely that that process would go in your favor. Okay, and then at that time you wouldn't be able to receive any.
But I read the fine print. They didn't say anything about charging me $99.95 or whatever. It just charged me, and like I said, if it would have, I would have never placed the order in the first place. And you know, I don't know. You guys need to make it to where people are aware of that, because you know it's ridiculous. So, well, I mean, whatever you can do, but I won't order another product. And so, you know, 50% off of another product is not going to do me any good, because this product didn't work for me. So what's another product going to do? And I would have never agreed to any of it if I knew it was going to charge me.
Okay. Now, what I've done while I've had you on the line is I did reach out to my supervisor to see, you know, what we could do here. What she's telling me is, again, we're not saying that you read the term, sir, but because the order did process, we do know that they were agreed to, and that would validate the charge. However, she is telling me that what we can do, the most that we could do would be to offer a 50% refund on the charge for you.
Okay, whatever you can do, I can't afford to have $100 come out of my account. So, you know, like I said, you guys, it needs to be worded better, stated better in there that it's going to be $100, because I read the terms and everything. I always read everything before I put any of my information in, and I didn't see anywhere that said it was going to charge me $100. So.
Yeah, I do know that the pricing is included in our terms. But what I've gone ahead and done is I have gone ahead and canceled the account. So that is going to prevent any future shipments or charges of any kind. Let's see. And then do this. All right. So, and then what I've done in addition to that, I did get the 50% refunded for you. All right, so that I do know will be going back to your card, and you should see that reflect within 3 to 5 business days. But I do want to let you know you will also receive a email confirmation showing that this was done for you today as well.
Okay.
All right. All right, well, that has been taken care of.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a nice day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.